So let's review. Our shiur began with the Gemara explaining the Mishnah of the previous daf. If a person was reading from a scroll on the threshold of his house, and the scroll rolled outside, he can roll it back in. As Rashi writes, in those days, the times of Chazal, all svarim were written on a scroll like our Sifrei Torah. The Gemara offers three approaches. Rav Yehuda suggests that the threshold is Rishus HaYachad. It is 4x4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim high, and the sefer rolled into the Rishus HaRab in front of it. The Gemara points out that rolling the scroll back would not be an Issa D'Oraisa, because only part of it is outside in the Rishus HaRab, and part of it remained in his hand, in the Rishus HaYachad. However, it is an Issa D'Rabbanan because of a Gzeira. Dilma Nafal V'Asig L'Asuyeh. It might fall out of his hand. Once the entire scroll is in the Rishus HaRabim, it would be in the Sederaisa to bring it back into the Rishus HaYachad. The Reisha of the Mishnah holds, like Reb Shimon, that we waive the Issa D'Rabbanan in order to protect the dignity of the Sefer. Rabba holds that even Reb Yehuda, who in the case of the Sefer dangling from the roof, only allows rolling it back the Sefer if it is off the ground, but not on the ground, would agree in the case of Iskufa HaNedreses, a threshold that is stepped on a lot, which is a greater bezayin of the sefer than hanging from the roof. Abaye suggests, Hocha b'iskufa karmelas askin. We're speaking of a case where the threshold is a karmelas. It is less than 10 tefachim high, with the Rishus HaRabim in front of it, where even bringing the entire sefer from the street to the threshold would not be an issa d'oraisa. Therefore, toich arba amas gadol etzlai. If the sefer is within dalat amas, he may roll it back, because we waive an issa d'rabbanan where it would not lead to an issa d'oraisa. Chutz la'arba, haifchay aleksav. If it is further than dalat amas, he may not roll it back, because we do not waive an issa d'rabbanan where it could lead to an issa d'oraisa. If the entire scroll were to fall out of his hand, bringing it back would be maver dalat amas b'shus harabim. Rather, he should turn it over so that the writing is covered to minimize the bezoin. The Gemara asks that there is still a concern that he might violate an issa d'oraisa by bringing it back from the Rishus HaRabim into the house, the Rishus HaYachad, through the threshold, a karmelis. The Gemara offers three answers. Hachamai eskinan be'iskufa arucha. The threshold is so long that he will remember not to bring it all the way back into the house before he gets through it. Even if it is not a long threshold, stam kisvei hakodesh iyun me'ayin behu umanachlu. People usually stop to read a bit from the kisvei hakodesh before putting them away, which he would probably do on the threshold, breaking up the act of carrying into two acts, from Rishus HaRabim to the Karmelis, from a Karmelis to Rishus HaYachad, no longer an Issa D'Oraisa. If we need to be concerned that he might do the reading outside, and then proceed from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachad without stopping, we must interpret the Mishnah as following the opinion of Ben Azai, the Amar Mahalach Ka'imadami. While walking, one is considered to have come to a momentary stop between each step, when both feet are on the ground simultaneously. Therefore, each step is viewed as a hanacha, placing down, and a new akira, lifting. In our case, while walking through the iskufa, he's considered to have stopped on the iskufa, a karmelis, making it two separate acts of issur d'rabbanan, not issur d'oraisa. There is also no concern that he will throw it straight from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYachad, because ein mezarkin kisvei hakodesh. It is usur to throw holy books. The Mishnah continues, hayukari b'reish hagag v'neskagal ha'sefer miyadai. If he was reading on a roof, which is Rishus HaYachad, and it rolled from his hand, the Tanakhama says, Ad shelo higil asar tefachim goy lo etzlai. If the other end is more than 10 tefachim off the ground, he may roll it back up. Mishigil asar tefachim, hayvcha aleksav. If it is within 10 tefachim of the ground, he may not roll it back up, and he should turn it over face down. We must reiterate that since one end remains in his hand, we are only dealing with an issa d'rabbanan, which may or may not lead to an issa d'oraisa. Therefore, above 10 tefachim, which is not Aver Rishus HaRabim, but a Makom Ptur, since even if it would momentarily slip out of his hand, it would not be an Issa D'Oraisa, he may roll it back. Below 10 tefachim, which is Aver Rishus HaRabim, if it were to momentarily slip out of his hand, it would be an Issa D'Oraisa, he may not roll it back. The Gemara asks, V'holei Nach, even below 10 tefachim, after all, the other end did not come to rest in Rishus HaRabim, and as Rashi says, there should not be even an Issa D'Rabbanan, because there is no possibility of an Issa D'Oraisa. Amar Rava b'Kaisel Meshupa. Rava explains that the Sefer is resting on a slanted side wall of the building, which is considered Rishus HaRabim, and he may not roll it back up to the Gag, which is Rishus HaYachad. All he can do is Hefchei Ala Kasav. The Gemara cites a Braisa from Masechtas Sefer. Kaisvei Svarim, Tefillin, the Mezuzas, Lohitiru Lehen Lahapachi Ria Al Paneha, scribes may not turn the parchment face down to protect the freshly written letters from dust. Ella, Pyrus Alessa Beget, rather he should spread a cloth over it. However, the Gemara says, Hachalai Efshir. Here this option is not feasible, and leaving it exposed, face up, would be an even greater bizarre. The Gemara continues to explain. Rabbi Yehuda actually agrees with the Tanakam in the case of Kaisel Meshuppa, because there was a Hanacha. But in the case of Kaisel She'en Meshuppa, a straight wall, and the scroll is dangling in the ear, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afila Ein Mesulik Min Ha'aretz Ele Kemaloi Machat, Goy Lo Yetzlei. Even if it is just slightly off the ground, he may roll it back because there is no Hanacha. If the end is on the ground, he may not roll it back because of the gzeira of dil manafel va'asul asuye, as Rashi explains, because it is similar to falling entirely to the ground. Reb Shimon Omer, afilah ba'aretz atzmai goyla etzlo. Reb Shimon holds that even if the other end is on the ground, he can roll it back because ein lecha davar mishum shvus oimi b'fnei kisvei hakodesh. Even the nisadar abanan that could lead to an nisadar raisa is waived in order to protect the dignity of holy svar. Dr. Mishnah, ziz shalefnei chaloin. One may transfer things between his house and the window ledge on Shabbos. The ledge is considered Rosh Hashayachid. Abai explains that the area under the ledge is Rosh Hasharabim, and the Mishnah only allows putting a fragile kalim, such as glasses or earthenware, which we need not be concerned that if they fall off, he will bring them back in, because they're broken. But unbreakable kalim, such as metal, may not be put there out of concern that if they fall off the ledge into the Rosh Hasharabim, he will bring them back in. The Braisa says that only a ledge that is 4 tefachim wide may be used. But if the window completes the shear of 4 tefachim, he may only use the part that is directly across from the window, but the rest of the ledge may not be used, because things will always fall off, making it appear as if he is putting things out directly to the Rosh Hasharabim. Sak the Mishnah, Oymer Adem Rosh Hasayachid Umetaltim Rosh Hasharabim. Rosh Hasharabim Umetaltim Rosh Hasayachid. A person may stand in one Rosh Hashanah and move things about within another Rosh Hashanah, as long as he does not move things four amos in Rosh Hasharabim. Rashi explains, we're not concerned that he might bring the object to himself. However, a person may not stand in one Rosh Hashanah and urinate or spit into another. Also, if saliva collected in his mouth, the Yehuda holds he may not walk dalet amos Rosh Hasharabim without spitting it out, because once collected, it's not considered part of his body. The Gemara points out whether a person may stand in one Rosh Hashanah and move things about within another Rosh Hashanah is actually a machlokes between Reb Meir and the Chacham in the Mishnah further on Daf Kuf Aleph.